Welcome to the Brick Lab. In this lesson, we're building a ragga-cut blueprint in Ableton Live 12 that has modern punch, but still keeps that dusty, vintage soul. This is advanced drum and bass sampling, so we're not just looping a break and calling it a day. We're designing a flexible break system you can use for intros, drops, fills, switch-ups, and those moments where the track needs to feel alive. The main idea is simple. Take a rag-infused source, slice it intelligently, rebuild it with intention, then process it so it hits hard without losing character. By the end, you should have a break that feels raw, musical, and ready for a proper arrangement. First, choose the right source material. You want something with personality. A ragga break loop, a reggae drum phrase, a vocal and drums fragment, an old funk or soul break with Jamaican energy, or even a jungle-adjacent sample with tape noise and vocal bleed. Look for clear snare hits, ghost notes, natural room sound, and a few strong accents you can use as anchors. If there's a vocal shout, a rim, conga, or tambourine in there, that's a bonus. That kind of detail gives the break its identity fast. Set your tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for standard drum and bass. If the source feels better when auditioned a little slower, that's fine. We can time stretch and reshape it after slicing. Now drag the sample into Ableton and audition it with intent. For breaks, start with warp mode set to beats and preserve set to transients. A transient envelope somewhere around 6 to 20 milliseconds is a good starting point. If the source is more smeared or tonal, you can preview in Complex Pro first, then commit once you've chosen your chop points. At this stage, listen for kick hits, snare hits, ghost notes, little vocal fragments, and any percussive gaps you can turn into movement. Don't overquantize yet. A little micro-timing is where the attitude lies. Next, slice the break into a drum rack. This is where the sample stops being just a loop and becomes a playable kit. Right-click the audio and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing if the break is clear and punchy, or warp marker slicing if the timing is more unstable. Ableton will map each chop across the pads, and now you can treat the break like a drum kit instead of a fixed phrase. Inside each sampler, tighten things up. If needed, turn on the filter, shorten the release, and adjust the start offset to remove clicks or dead air. If a slice is too sharp, use a tiny fade. A good starting point is zero attack. Release somewhere around 30 to 80 milliseconds for one shots, and a bit longer for sustained break slices. If you want strict one-shot behavior, set the voices to 1. The key here is control, because clean inputs give you more punch later when you start processing. Now rebuild the groove. Don't just copy the original pattern. Think like a drum and bass programmer. Build around the snare on 2 and 4, then place kick variations around it, add ghost notes before or after the backbeat, and create small turnarounds at the end of the bar. A strong ragga DNB loop usually has a solid snare body, a short kick leading into the backbeat, syncopated ghost hits, and a little shuffle in the top percussion. Make a two-bar pattern if you can. Use the first bar to establish the pocket, then let the second bar evolve with a fill, a vocal stab, or an extra little accent. Use velocity variation, slight note nudging, and a bit of micro swing. That human drift matters. If everything lands perfectly on the grid, the break can lose its swagger. Jungle and rag-inspired drum programming often feels better when it breathes a little. Once the groove is working, it's time to make it hit harder. Put your break through a focused drum chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out useless sub-rumble. If the break feels boxy, make a gentle cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If it sounds papery or honky, try a small dip around 600 to 900 Hz. Keep this subtle. You're shaping the tone, not sanding off the soul. After that, use Drum Bus. This device is perfect for modern DNB bite. Try drive around 10 to 25%, crunch around 5 to 15%, and transient boosted somewhere between 10 and 25%. Keep boom low or off unless the break really needs extra weight. Drum Bus can tighten chopped breaks fast and bring the snare forward without destroying the vibe. Then use Glue Compressor for cohesion. You're not trying to crush the life out of it. You just want the slices to feel like one unit. Start with attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio at 2 to 1, and aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you want more snap, slow the attack a little. If you want the groove to stick together more tightly, shorten the release. Add saturator lightly after that. A drive of 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip-on, can give the break harmonics and make it feel more forward. This is especially helpful if the source is a little too polite. Just remember, the goal is punch with character, not distortion for its own sake. If you need final protection, use a limiter or a clipper approach at the very end, but only as a safety net. Don't overlimit the groove. A smashed break might sound loud in solo, but it can lose all the bounce once the bass line comes in. Now let's build the vintage soul layer. This is what turns a good chop into something that feels like a record. Use a dusty room tone break, a vinyl crackle texture, a chopped vocal breath, a mono percussion phrase, or even a filtered snare tail from an old record. Keep this separate from the main break so you can control it independently. On that soul layer, use auto filter to low pass somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. You can move it gently with automation if you want it to breathe. Add a subtle touch of redux for grit, but be careful. Small amounts go a long way. You can also use echo with short delay times and low feedback for space, and a small room or plate reverb with a short decay, maybe 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. High pass the reverb return so it doesn't cloud the mix. Blend this layer low. You want to feel it more than hear it directly. Now pay attention to the pocket. Use the groove pool, an MPC-style swing groove, or manual MIDI offsets to shape the feel. Around 55 to 62% swing gives you a noticeable shuffle. If you want a tighter, more modern edge, stay closer to 50 to 54%. A good trick is to let the top percussion swing a bit more while keeping the snare more anchored. That contrast makes the break breathe without losing the backbone. If the original source is vibey but not hard enough, layer a clean snare and maybe a tight kick underneath. Keep the snare short, with a strong mid punch around 180 to 220 Hz and crisp top around 3 to 7 kHz. For the kick, keep it short and controlled so it doesn't fight the bass. Always check phase. If the combined hit gets weaker, flip polarity or nudge the layer by a few samples. A bad layer can remove punch instead of adding it. Now create variations. A strong DNB break lab should never be just one loop. Make a main loop, a busy loop, a fill version, a sparse version, an intro version with less top end, and a drop version with extra transients. You can do all of that from the same source sample. For the intro, low pass it and thin it out. For the pre-drop, add a snare roll, a chopped vocal lift, or a filter opening. For the drop, bring in the full punch chain and any reinforcement layers. For the second drop, change one thing, like removing a kick, adding a ghost hit, or swapping the fill pattern. That keeps the energy moving without needing a whole new sample. Here's a big pro move. Resample the break when it feels right. Print 1-4 bars of the processed groove to a new audio track, then consolidate it and slice it again if needed. This is classic jungle workflow. Build, print, rechop, mutate. Once you start committing to printed versions, the whole session becomes faster and more musical. Advanced sampling often moves best when you stop staring at the same original file and start working with your own result. When you arrange the track, think like a DNB record, not a loop exercise. Give the intro filter drums, sparse vocal chops, a hint of bass, maybe a riser or a delay throw. In the build, introduce the top loop and open the filter gradually. In the first drop, bring in the full break and bass line, then make a small change every 4 bars. Maybe remove a hat, add a reverse chop, or insert a 1-bar fill. In the breakdown, strip the drums back and let the soul layer or vocal fragments breathe. In the second drop, go heavier, dirty up the saturation, or shift the chop pattern slightly so it feels like a progression rather than a repeat. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't over-quantize the break. If every hit is perfectly locked, it can lose the swing and swagger. Second, don't overprocess the source. Too much compression and EQ can kill the character fast. Third, watch your phase when layering kicks and snares. Fourth, control the low mids, because 200 to 500 Hz can get mighty fast when drums, bass, and vocal textures all stack up. And fifth, be careful with stereo width on the core drums. Wide textures are great, but the main hit should stay solid and centered. If you want a darker, heavier result, keep the kick short and the snare authoritative. Sometimes saturation before compression works better than the other way around, because a slightly driven break often compresses more musically. You can also make a shadow layer by duplicating the break, low passing it hard, and distorting it subtly at a low volume. That adds menace without getting in the way. And for fills, a quick low pass opening into the drop can add a lot of tension and release, especially with Raga vocal chops. For practice, try this. Build a 2-bar Raga DNB break at 174 BPM, add one kick layer, one snare layer, and one filtered texture layer, then process the bus with a Q8, drum bus, glue compressor, and saturator. Make 3 versions, an intro, a main drop, and a fill version. Then resample one of them and chop the print again. Compare a darker, heavier version with a looser, more ragga version. Notice how the groove, tone, and timing change the emotional impact. So that's the blueprint. Choose a source with attitude, slice it with care, rebuild it like a kit, process it with control, add soul without mud, and resample when the vibe is there. That's how you get a ragga cut break that feels vintage and modern at the same time. Raw source plus precise engineering equals heavyweight personality. Let it be dusty, let it be punchy, and let it move.